It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy, oh boy. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. Let's turn this up a little bit. Hello. It is Friday, September 9th, 2022, and it is 1903 UTC. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is news to me, as I said just a second ago. We have a lot of news to talk about. Of course, we'll get to that shortly. If you are listening in the future or just want to follow along, you are more than happy to get the list of stories we're going to be talking about earlier. All you need to do is go to tx0.org, that's tangoxray0.org/19v, like Victor, all lowercase, all together. That is tx0.org/19v. All right, let's go ahead and jump on over into COM. Just type COM at the prompt, or you got to SSH over to SDF first. Then once you're there, you go ahead and type CON, press enter. Then go to your kettle and set it to 190 degrees Fahrenheit. Once that boils, gets hot, go ahead and pour it over about in a cup. Pour it over about, 6 to 8 grams of Dahong Pao tea. And go ahead and let that steep for 30 to 60 seconds. And once you get there, go ahead and then type G for go to, and then type anon radio, all lowercase, all one word. And once you do that, you will be in the anon radio room, and you will have a great cup of tea to enjoy while we go along. Shout out to Tobe and Exile, Nix2180, and X1, and everyone hanging out in COM. hello, hello, and welcome, everyone. I see that was mentioned. Tonight, there's a lot of stuff going on it on radio, and if you press equals in the COM chat, you'll see this upcoming schedule. What you might not see is Synth Battle Royale. That happens during open mic on Friday nights in U.S. time, but it's 0300 Saturday. So at 0300 on Saturday is Synth Battle Royale. This is where you go into COM to sign up. You'll have a synth that you have hooked up to a computer so that you can stream it, or you have the audio output at least going along. Analog synths are encouraged, and then everybody takes from 10 to 15 minutes to try and get stuff going on. So. It is a lot of fun. It's fun to listen to. And if you miss it because it's either too early or too late at night, there is the Synth Battle Royale review that airs at different times throughout the day. And today is Friday, so it's the Dubious Goals Committee, then Something Blue, and then the weekend, DJ Vol's weekend, the third ear from DJ 10 from Berlin, Banana Republic, and much, much more. So check it all out. And you can see what's going on there. As far as in my own personal synth adventure, I was able to get in touch with the rental place and get all the application stuff done. So tomorrow, they won't have it for me today because apparently it's too... They messaged me at like 6 p.m. yesterday and I didn't see it. So it won't be available for me to pick up until tomorrow. My key step... we'll be here today, though, before 10 p.m. So I'm probably going to plug that into my Mac and play around with it in Logic Studio. All right. Well, that's what's going on in Marcus Land. And so now seems like the perfect time to go ahead here. And, I guess let's go ahead and get into the world news. World news. I don't know where my sounds are. I think I got deleted. All right. First, Nuclear power! What? That's right, nuclear power. North Korea has declared itself a nuclear weapons state. North Korea has passed a law declaring itself to be a nuclear weapons state, according to state news agency KCNA. The country's leader, Kim Jong-un, called the decision irreversible and ruled out the possibility of any talks on denuclearization. The law also enshrines the country's right to use a preemptive nuclear strike to protect itself. Despite crippling sanctions, Pyongyang has conducted 6 nuclear tests between 2006 and 2017. It has continued to advance its military capability in breach of a UN Security Council resolution to threaten its neighbors and potentially even bring the U.S. mainland within striking range. Mr. Kim carried out long-range launches and nuclear tests in 2019, following 2 headline-grabbing but inconclusive summits with then-U.S. President Donald Trump. But talks between the countries have since stalled. Although the Biden administration has indicated it's willing to talk to Pyongyang, it hasn't said whether Joe Biden would meet Mr. Kim. The White House also said its attempts to contact Pyongyang and overtures of help over its COVID outbreak had gone unanswered so far. X21 points out, preemptive strike and self-defense, that makes sense. I guess you'd probably want to know this, but I found my sound bank.
World news.
All right, we got sounds again. All right, so that's what's going on in the DPRK. Over here, shelling has resumed at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Shelling has destroyed power infrastructure at the Ukrainian city of Enerhodar, where staff operating the Russian-held Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant live, posing a growing threat to the plant, the UN nuclear watchdog said on Friday. Meanwhile, Russian forces have killed 2 staff members. The plant's off-site power lines, vital lines of defense against potential meltdown, have already been cut, and the shelling at Enerhodar has caused a lasting blackout. That has prompted Ukraine to say it may have to shut down the last operating reactor supplying power to Zaporizhzhia, including the cooling system for the plant's nuclear fuel. This is an unsustainable situation as becoming increasingly precarious, and Enerhodar has gone dark. The power plant has no off-site power, and we have seen that once infrastructure is repaired, it is damaged once again. The IAEA International Atomic Energy Agency chief Rafael Grossi said in a statement. Russian forces controlling the power plant have killed 2 staff at the facility and detained and abused dozens of others. A regime of harassment of personnel was gradually established following the Russian takeover. 2 people were beaten to death. We don't know where about 10 people are now. They were taken by the Russians, and after that we have no information about their whereabouts. They've described the situation as the plant is very difficult, citing torture of staff and beatings of personnel. Ukraine and Russia have blamed each other for shelling in southern Ukraine and within the perimeter of Europe's biggest nuclear power plant. This is completely unacceptable. It cannot stand, said Grossi. I therefore urgently call for the immediate cessation of all shelling in the entire area. Only this will ensure the safety and security of operating staff and allow the durable restoration of power to Enerhodar and to the power plant. So it's kind of scary here. Because there's calls and calls and warnings, but just like with climate change, no one really seems to be willing to do anything besides maybe throw money at the problem.
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
Sorry, I kept thinking I was going to sneeze and then nothing would come out. Anyway, that's what's going on with the nuclear stuff. But don't you worry about it, because there's more scary things going on. Because we're also destroying the planet through pollution. Oh, I forgot to mention this. This is the next news story, or just kind of a headline. The U.S. is sending $2.6 billion more dollars to the Ukraine. That's $675 million in weapons. The U.S. has already sent $13 billion to Ukraine, so that's $15 billion. And a fun factoid, $8 billion is all that it would cost to end world hunger worldwide. So We're nearly double that to keep the Russian and Ukrainians fighting. I don't know. Anyway, frustration. So we're also destroying the planet by making it sick. Pollution warnings are in place for more than 100 British beaches after untreated sewage was discharged into the sea. The warnings appear on the Safer Seas and Rivers Service, run by the charity Surfers Against Sewage, or SAS. X1 points out, you're cool, I'm cool, but we are ready to kill everything if it's against our interests. The warning appears on the Safer Seas and Rivers Service, run by the Surfers Against Sewage. Discharges are allowed after heavy rainfall to stop the sewage system being overwhelmed, but there is mounting public anger at their impacts on rivers and beaches. SAS Chief Executive Hugo... It's funny that Surfers Against Sewage has a chief executive officer, but... SAS Chief Executive Hugo Tagholm told the BBC that the discharges came after just the slightest hint of rain. He criticized the water company's use of combined sewer overflows, which are designed to release sewage and rainwater, in times of extremely heavy rain. Do they think this is a joke? Do they not realize how much anger there is about the profiteering and pollution? In Parliament, Green Party MP Caroline Lucas urged governments to cut the crap and return the failing water industry to public hands. Over the last 24 hours, one company, Southern Water, has discharged untreated sewage into almost 30 bathing sites, including the popular resorts of Bognor Regis, Hastings, and Cowes. So this is pretty tough. The story goes on, has some more details, but I've watched a bunch of YouTube videos on this kind of stuff. And essentially, what you have is you have these the runoff water. Whenever it rains, that water all is collected in the sewer system and goes to the water treatment plant, along with all of your waste from like your bathroom and from your sink and everything. But the water plant can't treat it, and so once the water plant is full and it can't take on any more water, it's supposed to allow the water to go out to the sea. But,
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
That's not quite what happens. Or that's what they're arguing here, is that the poop water, the sewage is being released into the water untreated whenever there's any rain. And often this is because it's very expensive to have a good sewer. And so rather than fixing the sewer, they just pollute. So who knows? I think we're going to have a very we're going to have something really big and traumatic again to actually get anywhere on the climate. And even then, I don't know. But it's not just in the UK. Niger's Delta oil spill brings poverty, low crop yields to farmers. This is Nigeria. This June, Ibukuro Warder was disappointed by the size of the yam and cassava tubers she harvested from her farms in Arkarma, a community in the southernmost Nigerian state of Bayelsa. Most were tiny, and some locations there was no yield. This is what we've been dealing with since oil spills started, the 51-year-old mother of five said. It makes it difficult for me to feed my family and train my children in school because this is the only thing I do. 30 years ago, there were no spills. Then she would go to the farm with her mother and grandfather. The harvest was bountiful, she said. Yam tubers were huge and sometimes up to 3 feet tall, and they sold every farm produce they took to market and bought whatever they wanted on their way back. Now it's all changed. They're forced to accept whatever amount buyers offer for the tubers at the market because the produce is tiny and the proceeds are insufficient to buy basic items. It's better we don't even cultivate, because our crops die after planting and we must replant repeatedly, she said. As we dig the soil, we find crude oil during planting. Some species of cocoa yam have disappeared. And she's not alone. 70% of Nigeria's foreign revenue since the 1970s has come from oil, and industry insiders say 60 years of oil exploration have turned it into one of the most polluted places on earth and ruined, among other things, farmlands. In 2015, research published in the Journal of Environmental Scientists showed that an average of 150 spills had been recorded annually in the 60 years before. And this is another reason why finding those pipelines is so important to people here in the U.S., because we know, we are happy to exploit poorer countries, but once they're all out of, we're done exploiting them, the exploitation, you know, the pollution comes back to us. So anyway, who knows? We got to play a song. It's already 17 minutes after. So, you know, it's always a good time. Let's throw up. Let's find a song here. Let's see. Oh, I know what we can do. Oh, there we go. I am better. All right, this is Queens of the Stone Age called No One Knows.
No. Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right, you're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF. And SDF, well, that's powered by you. So thank you so much for being here and hanging out in comm or just listening over the internet. You can always tune in at anonradio.net. You can also program it into VLC or MPlayer or MPV or just set up an alias in your program, all sorts of stuff. Let's see, X2180 asks, I'm not sure I understand the point of the war. The Russia wanted to annex some more of Ukraine, so they annexed the Crimean Peninsula, and then there were two other provinces that they also wanted to annex. So that's kind of the short of it. It's about obtaining land and restoring the USSR. Hey, SCM, welcome, and Tob, welcome back. Thank you guys for being here and hanging out. We've got about 6 more minutes to go, so let's talk about a few more bits of news. First,
world news.
And this, I mean, the planet. The FCC has drafted a new order that would shorten the amount of time it takes for operators of low Earth satellites to deorbit their craft. The agency's proposal would set a 5-year rule that would require operators to complete disposal as soon as practicable after the mission has been completed. The order would mean that any satellite in low Earth orbit, which is defined as below a 2,000-kilometer altitude, would need to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere so that it doesn't exacerbate the problem of space debris. The rule would apply to satellites launched 2 years after the order is ratified and would include both U.S. satellites and foreign satellites operating in the country's markets. There are more than 4,800 satellites currently operating in orbit as of the end of last year. SNF, the number of... What? I think that must be a typo. And the number of active and defunct satellites could grow to as many as 100,000 before 2030. Right now, there are approximately 228 million pieces of space debris around the globe. So that's what's going on there. Steve Bannon, a famed fraudster and bad, evil person, Steve Bannon, charged with fraud over border wall fundraiser. Steve Bannon, a longtime ally and former U.S. President Donald Trump, has been indicted on charges of money laundering, fraud, and conspiracy. He's 68 years old and is accused of cheating donors to a fundraiser to help Mr. Trump achieve his policy of building a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. The White House chief strategist has said he is being persecuted. One sec, drink some tea. Handcuffed as he walked past reporters into court, the right-wing podcaster vowed to fight back. "This is what happens in the last days of a dying regime," he said. "They'll never shut me up. They'll have to kill me first." According to the indictment against him, Mr. Bannon told donors he was kind of a volunteer to the We Build the Wall nonprofit, which raised more than $25 million from thousands of people online. Despite his vow that not a penny would be pocketed by him or others, Mr. Bannon is said to have diverted hundreds of thousands of dollars to two associates. Federal prosecutors brought charges against Mr. Bannon and the two men, Brian Colfage and Andrew Badolato, in 2020. But while Mr. Colfage and Mr. Badolato pleaded guilty, Mr. Bannon received a presidential pardon and was subsequently dropped from that case. Pardons, however, only apply to federal crimes, and prosecutors in New York have pursued similar state charges against Mr. Bannon. So, we'll see what's going on here. X1 has a point. And OP, welcome. Kyiv used to be the capital of USSR. So, that's a point to be made there. Money for power and power for money. Realism is everything in war. Liberalism is war and love to win. Marxism, not for you. Not sure I follow, but sounds like a good time. Tob likes Gates. X1 says nope, and SCM is sleepy. Oh, man. Calm is a varied and wild place.
That's correct.
SMJ is here in Russia, state capital U. We got a few more headlines, but Dubious Skulls Committee's coming, so we'll just run through them real quick with you. Manchester IRA 1996 bomb. Man arrested at Birmingham Airport. A man has been arrested in connection with the 1996 Manchester IRA, while no one was killed in the blast, about 250 people were injured in what was described as the UK mainland's largest bomb since World War II. The suspect was held at Birmingham Airport on Thursday night on suspicion of terrorism offenses. No one has ever been charged over the attack on June 15, 1996. So, this will be interesting. Hey, welcome, Gerbil Fat. Thank you for being here. Let's see. France has given me a 403 because I'm on a VPN. Brazil has banned sales of iPhones without USB power adapters. You may remember this was a story a while back. There was a suit. Brazil says it's banning the sale of iPhones, which do not include a power adapter. In a statement on Tuesday, Brazil's Ministry of Justice and Public Security Security said it had fined Apple 12.275 million reals, or 2.4 million pounds. Brazilian consumer agency Sinecon said Apple's decision not to include power adapters discriminates against consumers by selling an incomplete product. Apple is appealing the ban. The company told Reuters in a statement it would work with Brazilian authorities to resolve their concerns, but added it had previously won several court rulings in Brazil on the issue. I talked to some friends in Brazil, and yeah, you're not allowed to sell incomplete things. Like, you have to be able to, if you buy something, you have to be able to use it. So if it has a battery, you have to be able to charge it and all that stuff. So we'll see how it goes. Anyway, we're out in time. It's time for the Dubious Skulls Committee with Tobe. So please enjoy it, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Skulls Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC.